Episode 1092, A Renewed Commitment.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy New Year. Guess what? It is the first Saturday of the year. Can you believe it? It's Relationship Builders time. It's time to build your relationship, a strong foundation. What would that look like to you? What would it mean to you to have a marriage that is solid, that you actually enjoy being around the partner that you're with, who you said I do with? Oh yeah, we're talking about it, a renewed commitment. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, we know how to live, and if we want to impact, we got to love. And when we're married, when we say I do, there is something called this commitment. So with ringing in the new year, it's the perfect time to turn the page with a renewed commitment to your marriage. We talk about goals. We talk about habits, what we want to change, how we want to look. But do we ever sit down and think twice about how we want our marriage to be? Where we want it to go in 2018. What does it really look like for you in the new year? Did you know, according to research, approximately 50% of the population make resolutions? Okay, number one, that probably is scary. Number two, that means that probably kids aren't really making the resolution. So it makes sense, right? But on top of their resolutions, you know, they made this list, and the top 10 didn't even include marriage as a part of the list. Now that's really depressing. When you think about, well, why do you think we have marriages that fail? Why do relationships go the wrong direction? What is it? Well, it's so sad. What if we made a renewed commitment to love unconditionally, extend grace without question, and serve for the benefit of your partner? How would that change your day today if you did that? Wouldn't it be great to get up? Okay, you're already awake. But let's say you're going to wake up again and you woke up with this love for your spouse, even though they left the toilet lid up, even though their shoes are all over the floor, even though maybe they didn't help you with that to-do list, whatever it is, you just have this, you know, they really do got their quirks, but I sure do love them. Quirks and all. And even when you fuss at each other, knowing how to extend grace without question. Yeah, we all make mistakes. It's okay. And then to serve. How would it have been this morning to get up and just to say, oh, because he's so wonderful. He loves me so much. I just want to go and I'm going to cook his favorite breakfast this morning. Or I'm going to go and get a favorite book for him and we're just going to do breakfast in bed. Whatever it is, serving for the benefit of your partner. Hope would be reignited if you did that. The depth of the marriage would be challenged in a positive way. Our marriages are already challenged enough. It's time for us to turn the tables so that marriage has the ability to survive. With everything that's happening in our world, you know, one thing I don't hear us talking about is the family. We have left the family out of the solution to a lot of our problems. Well, number one, we don't want to talk about it because it's just taboo. Our family situation is it's too complicated. What does it mean to be married? Is it really, does it mean anything? Do you need to be married? Most people, what, live together now, have children before they even say, I do. Now, I have my beliefs and it's not my job to pose and push my beliefs on you. But I believe if we want to make an impact in this world, we need to start where the family is centered. And that's the relationship with your spouse. What does it look like? If you really want to get down to the nitty-gritty, when you maybe didn't survive the first marriage, maybe it ended in divorce, Or maybe you're just separated. Or that really big, huge breakup. I mean, my husband and I, we really never fought. But it was that one time that he came to me and said, I've fallen out of love. That took everything out of me. We might as well have been divorced. We were separated, technically. I mean, he moved out. I could not sit there. I mean, talk about my hope being deflated. It was non-existent. But I didn't sit back and say, ah, well, it's okay. I'll go find another one. No. I loved the man for whom I said I do. That I made a commitment to, that I was willing to renew my commitment and to show him even more, to love unconditionally, to extend grace without question and to serve for the benefit of him, not for the benefit of me. Because you know what? In actuality, it probably would have been easier for me to walk away. He gave me every possibility to do that. And even my pastor was like, you know what? When people come to me where you are right now, Christine, the marriage doesn't survive. It doesn't work. And I said, but I'm here to tell you that there's still hope. Because God has hope in me, his love for me. You know, my husband and I right now are challenged. We're challenged by distance. Now, I got to tell you, we are more in love with each other than we've ever been. But that has taken work. It's taken sacrifice. It's taken us to say, you know what? We are committed and we renew that commitment, honestly, on a daily basis, but especially in the new year. So with distance being our challenge, we're not letting that hold us back. What about you? What's your challenge in your marriage? Are you challenged by distance? Because no matter what the challenge is, you have to be willing to do the work. A renewed commitment of love, respect, and appreciation will rock your year. It will change your relationship with each other. It'll change your relationship with your children. It'll change your relationship with the world. You want to talk about impact? It starts right here at the core, and it's called family. It's called marriage. If you're not married, guess what? You still have an impact. If you're dating someone, it starts there. If you're single, guess what? You're married. God, he's your husband. He's everything. But you see, we tend to forget the core of where we are, and we wonder why things just don't always go the way we want them to. No one's perfect, no matter who you choose. I don't care if they look the best. They could be the prince of whoever. They could have all the money in the world. You could have everybody taking care of anything, where you could get out of bed and all you have to do is take care of yourself. You don't even have to cook. You just literally take care of your bodily functions. That's it. Even then, something would be missing. Because there's this thing about commitment to each other. God committed himself and does every single day to us. He sent his only begotten son here as a little baby. Remember, we just celebrated that. He wants a relationship with us, and he also wants us to have that same loving, respectful, and committed relationship with our earthly love. The one that he's gifted us. And yeah, I know it's not perfect. I'm sure I drive my husband crazy. In fact, I know I drive my husband crazy. But in turn, he has a lot of quirks too. Now, I'll leave that for another episode. But I love his quirks. It makes him, him. And no, I don't always like it. But I love him, and that's the difference. God loves us. He doesn't just like us. Love has a different meaning. So this new year, it's time to renew your commitment. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Renew your commitment to one another, to your spouse. Now, this can look a little different for each couple, but you want to share your renewed commitment with your spouse. You want to be verbal about it. Don't just say it in your mind, oh, I'm going to work on that. You need to tell your spouse. They need to be involved. Now, understand this. Just because you're like all in and you're like, oh, okay, I'm in, Christiane. Now I'm expecting the same. Oh, no. Let's stop there. You can only control you and your actions. So you can't set these expectations for your partner, because I guarantee you when you start there, your partner will fail you. And that's not fair to them. So when you go to your spouse and say, you know what, I've been thinking, it's January 6th. I just want to let you know that I am renewing my commitment to you. I'm saying I do to us again, all over. I'm here to love unconditionally, to extend grace as God gives grace to me, and to serve for the benefit of you. He may absolutely look at you and, you know, jaw dropping, going, is this my wife talking to me? What has gotten into her? Or he may turn and say, you know, I've been thinking the same thing. Or he may just look at you like deer in the headlights, like, okay, I don't really care. But the thing is, God knows. He knows your heart. And that's what matters. And when you come from God's heart, I promise you, your partner, your spouse will watch. He'll notice something different about you. He may not say a lot, but he's watching. And there will begin some shifts in your marriage. And I promise you, things will begin to change. It's all about one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So let's break it down. What does it look like to renew your commitment when it comes to your marriage? Number one, I already told you, love unconditionally. Leave the judgment behind, though. When I say love unconditionally, there is no judgment to this. You're not in the position to judge or point fingers. That's God's job. But you're there to love unconditionally. For better or for worse. Now understand, remember just a few minutes ago I said, you don't always have to like it. You don't always have to like him, but you do have to love him. Even the quirks. And sometimes you got to see the humor in it. You got to smile a little more. But most importantly, you have to love unconditionally. No judgment. And women, I'm telling you right now, we judge, we judge, we judge. Understand this. The way you judge, you too will be judged in the same way. So when you're sitting there on the couch and whatever's running through your mind, you're being judged the same way. I'm not necessarily saying from your spouse, but from God. So be very careful. Love unconditionally. Leave the judgment to God and do what you were called to do. And that's to love. Number two, extend grace as God gives grace to you. It's not about perfection. I know I have tried the road to perfection. Oh, I tried it for years. It is so not worth it. You're not ever going to get there. No matter what the journey, you won't get to the road of perfection. So it's truly about knowing your partner's heart. That's what it means to extend grace as God gives grace to you. God knows we screw up all the time. But he sits there and says, you know what? I love you so much that I'm just going to forgive you right now. That's it. I let go of your past. Really? We got to be able to do that with our partner. With the one we love the most here, with this blessing, with the quirks and all, we got to extend grace. It's not easy, but it truly is our job. Forgiving when times are tough, and there are going to be times that are tough. I know for me, oh, that was a kicker. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I don't want to extend grace. Oh, I've had the argument with God. And he said, well, let me tell you something, Christiane. I extend grace to you all the time. You cannot sit here and judge. You cannot sit here and tell me when and when not to give grace to you. So therefore, you have to do the same as I do to you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Extend grace. Oh, that asks for a lot. But that's all about how you renew your commitment. This is all a game changer. Love unconditionally. Extend grace. And number three, serve for the benefit of your love. Of that sweetheart. The one that, yes, you profess your love to. Maybe it was only for the first day that it lasted. And then it was like, oh, downhill after that. The honeymoon was over. It doesn't have to be. When you serve for the benefit of your loved one, life is not just about you. It's about serving with no strings attached. We got to get that through our heads. It's not about saying, oh, well, you know, if you don't do something, then I'm not going to do anything. You don't do something to get something. It's about serving for the benefit of the one you love. No strings attached. So yeah, when you got up this morning, did you think, oh, it'd sure be nice if he'd go in the kitchen and maybe clean up after last night because I was just too tired and make me breakfast and then bring it to me in bed? Well, turn the tables, go do that. You go clean up after last night and cook him breakfast and bring it to him in bed. But you're like, that's not fair. I never said life was fair. God says, serve for the benefit of your love, and that's what we are to do. Now, none of this is easy. All of this is hard. And it's something I work on a daily basis. And if I think about it now, distance does work a little bit because he's gone. But you know what? We still have to make time for each other. And my husband right now, we FaceTime each other every single day. And he loves just me being present on the other end. Me, the one who's got lots of things to do, boxes to pack, you know, kids to get through their last week of the semester so we can get on and move down south. And so excited. And I'm sitting there, well, you're on the couch. You don't have to do squat. He's like, I know you don't like this, honey, but I just like you being with me. He just wants my presence there. Even if I'm not even having a conversation. And for me in my head, I'm like, oh, but if we're not talking, I'm not getting anywhere. But to him, it's something more than me just being there on the other end. It means something to him. Love unconditionally. Extend grace. Serve for the benefit of your loved one. It is hard. And it's so easy for us to be selfish and to become more self-absorbed, especially the older we get. We get crabby, don't we? Stop being crabby. Be adorable. Smile. Go find the joy. Think about what it was when you said, I do. Even in the craziness of your wedding, wherever it was. I mean, one of these days I'll tell the story of my wedding. But we had crazy things. But you know what? I remember all the details. Because I made sure I was present at my wedding. I've now renewed the commitment since my husband and I went through our tornado that I need to renew on a daily basis my commitment to him as his wife. As God asks of me to renew my commitment with God, I need to renew my commitment with my husband. When you renew your heart, you renew your commitment. You've made a decision not to settle for what's easy, but to love with your whole self. That's what God desires of us. He loves with his whole self. That's why he sent his only son here. So he knows us. He knows how we feel. In the times of trouble, in the times of pain, in the times of celebration. He knows it all. And I know it's not real easy. Maybe you are wanting someone to come beside you. I have a gift. Some of you have already taken me up on that gift, and I so look forward to it. It's a coaching call with me. This is a free gift. There's no charge for this. The only thing that you give is of your time and of your heart. What would it look like for you to have that marriage that you so long for? If you're wanting that in your life, if you're wanting to try to figure out how to make some shifts right now, things you can do right now, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin the conversation. We'll set up a time. Now, I've been honest with you. I'm in the middle of a crazy move right now. It's an adventure. We are partying, extra partying every single day. So it's going to be a couple weeks before we can set up a time. But I promise you that we will talk one-on-one specific to your situation. So click on that link, take aim. God shows you love daily. So take time and extend that love to the one you said I do to so many years ago. Choose wisely for your marriage this new year. Allow God to give you the strength to become more committed than ever to each other, to your marriage. Love never fails. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.